Hello, my name is Alex, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay. The reason for your call?
Well, I'm trying to get a vaccination, and I'm 80 years old, and I've been searching different sites, and I searched the nearest Walmart that was issuing vaccine. But unfortunately, they've got hundreds and hundreds of people already listed waiting. Is there any way I can expedite that? I thought I was getting on this on the COLED site before, and it wound up that I just checked into a something called an Amazon port, which was a business thing. So I'm not getting very far.
Okay, so regarding getting registered for the vaccine, you would need to contact the vaccine line, and I can provide you with that number whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
855-566-5333.
What is the last one?
5333.
5-3?
3-3, yes.
Oh, 3-3s, okay. 5-3-3-3.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there anything to do? I'm talking to organizations that have the vaccine in stock, but they're not authorized to issue it yet. And they've got lists of one little drugstore has 800 people on the list waiting. And I don't know if I'm going to get vaccinated now.
Yeah, so regarding the vaccine, you have to call the vaccine line to get pre-registered. That's all it is to it. And when you are available for the vaccine, you will be contacted. But you have to contact that line to register.
I've tried many sites that offered to do that for me, to call me back, and none of them have called me back. I even went to the health center today, and they're confused.
Okay.
I don't know. What happened was 2 weeks ago, I swallowed in the COVID site on the web. And somehow I got turned over to an Amazon, I think custom is the word, Amazon program. It's the business address. And I lost out, but I thought it was a good COVID address. And I had a six-digit code, which was sent to my email. I copied that code and brought it with me and thought I could use it to obtain the vaccination. Turned out that code was only for this other program. It wasn't for the COVID virus at all. I find the website very difficult to navigate. I've been trying to find something, including the addresses right now, and I can't do it.
Okay, so that line that I provided you was where you can call to register for that vaccine. So you would need to call to put your name on that list for the vaccine.
Okay, I shall try that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great day.